our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 290, the stanzas 1 through 4. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not from age to age the same. Psalter 290, the first 4 stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ruth 1, the verses 1 through 18. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ruth 1, the first 18 verses. And now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Brody, infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Sean and Amy Slingeland, who was still at the hospital, Mr. and Mrs. Scott and Shane and Vandenbroek, and Mr. and Mrs. Darren and Jane Niels, who were both blessed with the birth of a baby daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal and almighty Lord God, the creator and the upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, and then it is thy good, thy gracious, thy sparing, thy protecting, thy providing hand that has brought us hitherto. Then thy manifold mercies have been showered and multiplied over us and our children. Then thou hast given unto us another Lord's Day, and that by renewal, that we may see one another in the land of the living, within the walls of thy house of prayer, and that all for a people that are lying under the sentence of death, because what we have done in paradise and because of our actual sins in thoughts, words, and deeds, Lord, may it please thee by the first time and by renewal to give that bewilderment that we become small, that we are not lying in a coffin, but that we may still have a place in thy house, where thou in a special way hast promised thy presence and also thy working. And then we read in the Holy Scriptures, after that rich and glorious day of Pentecost, that thou added daily unto the church as such as should be saved, Lord. There is still a church to be gathered. Therefore the sun may still arise. To that end, we may still come up to thy house. Wilt thou remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people? And then, Lord, then our young people, the confession of faith class, they have also come up to thy house where they hope to make that solemn oath. Thou also knowest how that they have come up. Oh, may they have been on their knees with a little begging, that thou may be their helper ever near, with an upright and an honest heart to declare before thee, not able of self, an evil heart, an alluring world, an attempting devil, but to be enabled to honestly say unto thee, Lord, thou knowest, 'tis my desire that I may walk according to thy law, pleasing unto thee, but above all, a living member of that church, to be a Ruth, by thy grace to be enabled to make that good choice from the heart. Lord, I need the pardoning of all of my sins. To that end, we commend each student unto thee. Oh, may they be included in that number that must be added to the church, to be added as a jewel to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. O Lord, do bless them and make them a blessing in the midst of the congregation, that in their life, in their walk, may be clearly seen the solemn oath which they have made, that it may be visible that thy church, that thy word, thy institutions, thy day, thy people, that they have a special place in their life, and may it be by thy grace in their hearts. Ah, for those that are given to make that precious choice of a Ruth, thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. The trial shall be manifold, but, ah, Lord, it is such a blessed choice, and that people shall never be put to shame. But thou hast a people upon the earth. Ah, teach our young people. Thou hast a people upon the earth, whom thou teachest by thy Spirit, that that choice does not remove their sins, but that they need a bridegroom. They need that greater Boaz to become their husband, that they may receive the pardoning of sins and receive a right to eternal life. Lord, thou wast granted in the past season that three young couples in the Confession of Faith class were united in holy matrimony. They have begun life's journey together as husband and wife. Wilt thou bless them? For another couple a marriage planned, other students they are courting. And then we also humbly ask thee, for those that are still single, wilt thou also provide in that way? Lord, then we commend unto thee, where there was another student present when we began the season, but on account of sickness, she could not continue, traveled to a faraway country, underwent a serious operation. Thou wast wonderfully spared, may return. Wilt thou grant further healing, Lord? Also her thought shall multiply. Many questions. Why she is different than other young people, wilt thou uphold, and above all give that good choice of a Ruth. Lord, we commend unto thee parents and grandparents, grant humble and broken hearts when they may witness, even in an outward way, that their children desire to remain under the old truth and the old paths. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Then in this morning, then we also commend parents unto thee, with bleeding hearts, their thoughts multiply, where their children, where they have openly chose another way, the way of the world, or the way where people are deceived for that never-ending eternity. Wilt thou uphold them also in this morning hour? Lord, we commend unto thee the little child in the hospital. Then in this week, thou wast given much improvement, and the parents had even hoped that perhaps they could take their little son home today. But a little setback has been postponed. Parents overwhelmed, ah, wilt thou remember, and wilt thou uphold them, grant them a place at thy footstool, and may the time soon arrive. Then thou wast given unto two fathers and mothers, both for the fourth time in their married life. They were both blessed with the birth of a little daughter. Thou was spared life. Thou was given life. Ah, wilt thou remember those parents? Ah, do grant them a broken and a humble heart, and that the prayers may be multiplied, that they may be two little daughters for thee. Commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, all under the physician's care and special ways. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Wilt thou send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion, and that thy word may go forth with power divine also into the hearts of the confession of faith class when that takes place. Then it shall be an unforgettable service thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. But what is necessary for them, that is necessary for each and every one of us. We are all hastening to that never-ending eternity, and then each Sabbath day less, it is one Sabbath day less that we have here upon the earth. Wilt thou so come down with thy power, with thy spirit, and with thy blood, O wonder-doing God? Do then those wonders. Wilt thou be mindful of us with a profound impression, unworthy, forfeited, undeserved, sinned away? But, O Lord, thou wast said to the house of Israel, I do it not for your sake, but for my great name's sake. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 31, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. O Lord, hear the right, regard my cry, my prayer from lips sincere. Send thy approval from on high, my righteousness make clear, and what follows. Psalter 31, the first four stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Ruth 1, the verses 16 and 17. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Our text words speak of the blessed choice of Ruth, the Moabite. Four thoughts: an important choice, secondly, a tried choice, thirdly, a genuine choice, and in the fourth place, a confirmed choice. The blessed choice of Ruth, the Moabite. An important choice, a tried choice, a genuine choice, a confirmed choice. Beloved congregation and confession of faith class, what do you think of the choice of Ruth? Have you ever become exercised with that precious choice, and that you could find your life and your heart therein? Because in this morning hour, the Lord does not only ask you for your yes and for your life, but also for your heart. I read in Proverbs 23, verse 23, "My son, give me thy heart." Then in our chapter, we have two daughter-in-laws. May I ask you, have you also become exercised with Orpah? Because those roofs, they also become exercised with Orpah. And Orpah has wept several times, but she has returned. Oh, how important our choices are, congregation. They have consequences for the time, and what consequences they have for eternity. Many more examples in the Bible. Think of Lot, when he chose for the plains of Jordan. First sojourned there, then we read that his tents were towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And in Genesis 19, then he lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the end of his life, spent up in the mountains, fell into great sin. Think of Esau. He is chosen for a bowl of soup above spiritual blessings. And we can multiply the examples. And now it is a great privilege, a great blessing, a great responsibility. Young people may ask you, how have you awoke this morning hour? Was there impression of the solemnity of this morning hour? An impression of your sins? An impression of what a solemn thing it is to make an oath, to ask the Lord to witness, to bless us when it may be with uprightness, but to punish me when it is not so? Ah, have you tried to beg? And above all things, examine your hearts, because by the grace of God, then we need to make that precious choice of a Ruth. And that is not strange when the Lord begins that good work. When the Spirit sheds that love abroad in our heart, when we receive an impression whom the Lord is, and who I am, my sinnership, when we may be given to see the blessed people of God, even when they are afflicted, even when they are tried, but with such a desire and with such a prayer that we may belong to that people and have a little beginning of praising the Lord for His wondrous works in the way of providence and in the way of grace. And now we read in this chapter, it was in the time of the judges, it was a dark time, also a serious time today, young people. And then there came a famine. When we always had plenty of students, you have never had a time that you had to go with an empty stomach to bed. We have such an abundance, and then we have heard it, a family, Elimelech, Nehemiah, with their two sons. It's also instruction in the first verse to sojourn. And then in the second verse, continue there. See what a danger. We can have good intentions, but the world draws. And then there were three deaths, Elimelech. Also, the two sons, they have found a girl out of Moab, Ruth and Orpah, but also the boys died, young people. Also couples have been married. They were not married so long, no children. And then there were three widows left. They could understand each other. But then Nehemiah, in her backsliding condition, has heard that the Lord has visited His people in giving them bread, and then she has returned. And those two daughter-in-laws, they have both went with her. Then we would think that Nehemiah would have said, "Oh, daughter-in-laws, I am so happy that you were leaving Moab and that you were coming along with me to the land which the Lord has given to His people." But that we do not read in this chapter. Then Nehemiah, she has tested them. Oh, then we see that Nehemiah was on a good place. Nehemiah was concerned about the honor of God and concerning the welfare of the church. Then Nehemiah had an impression if they would come along and dwell among our people, there needed to be sincerity and uprightness. And therefore she said unto both her daughter-in-laws more than once, read it in verse 8, go return. Verse 11, turn again. And the same words in verse 12. Then Nehemiah was very honest. I read in Luke 14, verse 28, concerning the man that was going to build a tower, that he first counted the cost. Thus also when we become full members, then we need to count the cost. We need members that love the old truth, love the old ways, that are willing to be good soldiers, willing to sacrifice. Because congregation, when we have a religion with no sacrifice, is not the religion of the Bible. And that Nehemiah, she touched a very tender point. Because what is more tender in the life of a young woman concerning a loving, compassionate husband that may lead, that may guide, by whom she may receive children, a family circle, to become a happy mother at home. There's nothing more tender in the life of a young woman. And that is the point that Nehemiah is mentioned, because then five times she has mentioned husband or husbands, and she says, daughter-in-laws, if you go with me, then you shall have to stay a widow. And especially in olden days, widows had it not so easy. And we even read in Deuteronomy 23, verse 3, that an Ammonite or Moabite may not enter into the congregation of the Lord unto the tenth generation. Thus, what a deep trial, daughter-in-laws. Are you not willing to sacrifice? And Nehemiah was honest. She did not speak of God's decree. Nehemiah has noticed, cannot be hidden, young people. When the Lord works in her heart, becomes noticeable. And Nehemiah has noticed that the Lord has begun to work in the heart of Ruth. But Nehemiah did not begin with that degree, and she said, your God has decreed that one of these girls must be converted. Thus, therefore, we had to go to Moab. It's true. All in God's decree, in God's providence. But that is hidden for us. But then she has confessed her guilt. It grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. She has mentioned three times, my daughters. And then those daughters-in-laws, they have both wept. When they thought about Nehemiah, thus in that respect, Ruth, says they, no separation between Ruth and Orpah. Ah, those true roots, how troubled they can be with an Orpah. You know what they sometimes ask? They says, Lord, if I am still a weeping Orpah, may I now become a Ruth. Of course, where the Lord works, even when they are troubled with Orpah, that choice of a Ruth, what a comfort that can be for them. But we read, after two times by renewal, they have wept. And then we read those solemn words in verse 14, and they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed their mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. It's not even written literally first that Orpah turned around and went back. What a solemn time, boys and girls, you can picture it. Old Naomi, two daughter-in-laws, all weeping, kissed each other, and then an Orpah, with everything she has heard from Naomi on the border between Judah and Moab, there she went. You can picture it, boys and girls. Orpah going back to Moab. Not all written, but then we can understand, because in verse 15, we read that Naomi said she is gone back. Oh, that they have looked. Naomi and Ruth, eyes clouded with tears, and there an Orpah went. Perhaps turned around once yet and waved, we do not know. But there she went. She became smaller, you can picture it, boys and girls. All with Naomi and Ruth wondering, will now Orpah still turn around? And will she join us? But no. She continued, smaller and smaller, till out of sight, to her own people. Young people, shall that never be you? It's a solemn thing for an Orpah to return from under the administration of the Word. Usually does not go at once. Usually begins the place in church once in a while is empty. Of course, there are lawful reasons. We know that. But no unlawful reasons that the church, the place in church, is empty. What do we need? To ask the Lord to keep us, to hold on to us, and above all things, by His grace, to convert us. That is that one thing needful. Orpah, that actually means gazelle. That is an animal like an antelope, swift, graceful, soft brown eyes, can run very fast, but not like the psalmist of Psalm 119, verse 32. When my heart is enlarged, I will run in the way of thy commandments. But she has returned, Orpah has returned to Moab. Oh, what a solemn thing. And we do not read in the scriptures that Orpah has returned. Seemed like Orpah has found her life and Moab. Undoubtedly, still troubles in her conscience, let's hope. Young people, do you hear how important our choices are? In the special providence of the Lord, Orpah has come under the word by means of Nehemiah. The Lord's providence, you have been brought up under the truth, have heard how the Lord converts his people. Many promises, heard it many times promised, to work from generation to generation. The calling that comes unto you to seek the Lord while he may be found. And even the promise, Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. And then what did Nehemiah now say? Oh, that she says, oh, Ruth, I am so glad that you are still cleaving unto me. Then at least I have one companion. And, oh, Ruth, I have seen it, that there was something going on. And when something goes on, it shall be seen. Can try to hide it, but becomes evident. But then what a trial it was for Ruth. Because then Nehemiah said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back. There were two young women that could understand each other. Had married brothers, have both become widows. Thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Ah, those true roots. How troubled they can be. Because those true roots, they have great respect for God's word. A desire to live according to the same. Outwardly we would say without blemish. And then how those roots can be attacked. But oh Ruth, outwardly maybe the people have good thoughts. But, oh, Ruth, look at your heart. Even on the Sabbath day as a young mother, know not to visit or to receive visitors. Try to instruct your children, but, oh, Ruth, how busy you can be with all the cares of the household that on the Lord's day, busy how to dress your children, what to feed him with the next day. The cares are manifold. Ah, Ruth, are you really better than an Orpah? Are you not a Pharisee? Oh, how those Ruths can be brought in the need. But ah, they may say, what the Peter in 1 John 21, verse 17, Lord, notwithstanding, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Thus what a testing. Our third thought, a genuine choice. Then we do not read that Ruth became angry. Ruth did not say, but mother-in-law, have you not noticed that the Lord is working in my heart? Have you not seen that there was a change? Have you not seen how I listened to you when you spoke of that mighty God of Israel? Have you not seen? Many times I tried to hide my tears. Have you not seen that the idol I had in my bedroom is no longer there? Mother, how can you speak these words to me? We do not read that Ruth has become angry. The true work that can stand some testing. We do not read in this book. We have to keep it short this morning. But we do not read in this book that before this time that Ruth has spoken concerning what was going on in her heart. But now the Lord, special providential ways, that her mouth was opened, and undoubtedly she has said much more than she was planning to say. But now there was a special word that has opened the mouth of a Ruth. Nehemiah said, return to thy people. A family circle, special bonds. But now Nehemiah said more. Then she said, and unto her gods. And then Ruth could no longer be silent. Oh, then she became bold. It was by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, mother-in-law. You may talk for another hour and try to speak of Moab, but the more you speak of Moab, the more I shall follow you. Because for me, Moab can no longer make me happy. Those gods are no gods. I have a desire to dwell among the true people of God. Has that ever become our choice, young people and congregation? Has that ever become true in our life? No, at this moment, Ruth has not spoken of Boaz. Beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what precious, what genuine, sincere, upright, out of the bottom of her heart, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Oh, especially in the beginning when the Lord begins to work, especially when we are small. Then boys and girls, they can think, if I am now in a place where there is at least one child of God, then I am a little safer. Then fire shall not come down to consume me. Thus they have a desire to follow that people in all their ways. Because for Nehemiah, she was sorely chastened and afflicted. But her Ruth was even jealous of her and her condition. And then to follow and to lodge, to hear, how that the Lord converts his people. And then that precious choice, thy people shall be my people. Nehemiah, that is my choice, to cast my lot unconditionally. No, then Ruth did not come with the list that she had written down. I am willing to go along with thee, Nehemiah, and to dwell among thy people if I may still do this, that, whatever it may be. Read nothing of it. Unconditional to cast her lot in among the people of God, because she has seen that as a happy and blessed people. Thy people shall be my people. What do you think, young people? What do you think of God's true people? What are your thoughts about the service of the Lord? It's an important question. Hope you do not think, if the Lord now converts me, I may not do anything. What may you not do? May not sin. You may not sin when you're unconverted neither. Thy people shall be my people. What a precious choice. And we see it. Those roofs, they can be so timid to speak. Many times they have even experienced more than they have freedom to tell. But there can be so many riddles and so many perplexities. But now she became bolder and bolder. O Nehemiah, not only thy people shall be my people, but thy God, my God. That is the crucial point. Our forethought, a confirmed choice. Oh, then you can understand that in the heart of Nehemiah, it is a leap for joy. True, not unexpected. Maybe Nehemiah has waited already so long. When shall my daughter-in-law now begin to speak? The life she has spoken, but with her tongue. Then we can understand that the tears have flowed freely. But then she has confirmed it as we read in verse 17, where thou diest. She was thinking of death. Have we thought of death in this morning, young people? We do not know how long we have here below. Have experienced that young people can be so suddenly ushered into eternity. Thus Ruth on the border was also thinking of death. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Because then Nehemiah, then on the great day of judgment, then we may rise together, and with my desire, with my choice, then I hope that the holy angels, it is true, more hidden in the Old Testament, but that the angels can take us together and place us at the right hand. Where thou diest, will I die, there will I be buried. And then we see she has become bolder, because in verse 16 she only spoken of God, but now she used the greatest name of God, Lord, in capital letters, I am, that faithful covenant God that shall never forsake the work of his own hands, O Nehemiah. Then I call upon thy God, that God whom thou hast spoken so richly of, the God of Israel who has done such wonders and who savest this people. Then I call upon that mighty God, that Lord, to witness what liveth in my heart, my vehement desire and longing and hope by true faith, that that God is my God, and that the Lord, if I swear falsely, that he shall punish me. But if it is out of the abundance of the heart, that uprightness, that he will bless me. What a precious text, young people. Is there not one for whom that text has become precious? It's when the Lord works. Oh, that choice becomes so precious, and we shall be given to repeat it. Not the first time in public. Oh, in the inner chamber, that we are saying, Lord, that is my choice, to belong, to live with that blessed people, and to die with them. Of course, those roofs, what do they need to learn? That with that choice does not pardon sin. Oh, they need that greater Boaz. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, that great bridegroom who was paid such a dowry. Young people, the Lord grant you the blessing of Ruth. Amen. Let us sing together. Of Psalter 400, the first four stanzas. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days. And what follows, Psalter 400, the first four stanzas. we now ask the confession of faith class to arise and to answer upon the following questions. Then in the first place I ask you, do you acknowledge the doctrine of our church, which you have learned, heard, and confessed to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation, conforming with the Holy Scriptures? Secondly, do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in the profession of this doctrine and to live and die in accordance therewith? Thirdly, do you promise at all times to conduct yourselves conformably to this doctrine, faithfully, honorably, and beyond reproach, and to adorn your confession with good works? Fourth, do you promise that you will submit to admonition, correction, and church discipline in the event, which God forbid, that you may become delinquent either in doctrine or in life? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Lydia Janae van der Stroot. Daniel Oostenbrink. Chantel Janessa Oostenbrink. Hannah Cornelia van der Breinhost. Ryan Gerard Liefdink. Joseph Trevor Elliman. Amy Janella Slingeland. Dalen Joanna Niels. Willem Gerard Niels. Nicholas Henry de Kock. Natalie Jane Van Heerden. Braden John Van Lyke. Brandon Tony Vanessa. And Marina Corrine Vanessa. Young people, we have heard of precious things. The Lord grant unto you, by his free and sovereign grace, using the means of grace, to experience what Ruth has experienced. And we have heard much from Ruth. The first place she was instructed by Naomi. You have been instructed from your youth, family circle, school, and church. Ruth was willing to sacrifice for her religion. She had to leave much behind, but young people, always remember what you were willing to sacrifice for the Lord, for the church. Oh, it can be sorely tried, but you shall never come short than a Ruth. She became a separated person when she came to Israel. That is the strength of the church, also for you young people. And then it is needful that as young people you stand shoulder to shoulder. Late Reverend G.H. Kirsten has said that isolation, that is the strength of the church. It's also the command for the church. Then you need to be a reflective member. All Boaz has even said to Ruth in Ruth 3 verse 11, that the whole city knoweth that thou art a virtuous woman, but not to become proud, to be a humble member. Because in Ruth 2, when Boaz has spoken precious words to Ruth, then Ruth has made that precious confession, thy handmaiden. But she says, I am not like those other handmaidens, those humble and low thoughts, those members you do not have so much trouble with. Then further, useful members. Because Ruth, how useful she became to Naomi. Oh, those are blessed members in church. When they may be given to glean like a sponge, makes preaching easy. Because then you feel it, that there is room for the word of God. And Ruth, of course, was a living member of the Church of Jesus Christ. That is needed, young people, by the work of the Spirit. And then that choice of a Ruth, it shall not be a strange matter to us. It should not only be words. It shall be a matter of the heart. Oh, that we are found in secret places. And further than Ruth, then she received greater blessings. On the field of Boaz, and then Boaz says, oh, Ruth, come. Those blessed invitations for God's people. And then there came a time before the gate, before witnesses. Oh, that the Lord did unto Ruth. What we read in Ephesians 3 verse 20, that the Lord does exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. In a special way, in the Lord's special providence, oh, she received that mighty man, a kinsman, Boaz, to be her husband, and then she became fruitful. She received an Obed, that means to serve. Young people, we need fruitful members in the church. If you think of an Orpah, we read nothing of her descendants, but of Ruth. We read of Obed, genealogy, that from her came the Lord Jesus Christ. In our day, how her descendants are spoken of, Israel, the Jewish people, how often it is in the news, and then that spiritual kingdom. May you be used to that end. May the Lord uphold, remember, bless, help, and keep. That you may be blessed under the word and a rich blessing for the congregation. Parents and grandparents, a special morning for you. When you may see our children stand here. Other parents have brought young people to the cemetery before they could make public confession of faith. Other parents and grandparents that sit here in this morning that wish that their children were among them, but where they have turned their back upon the place where in God's providence they were born, instructed, turned their back on the old truth, the old ways, chosen for the world, maybe an easier religion. Then it is needful that these young people are carried upon the wings of prayer. But then may I ask you, confessing members, how is it with your oath? You've heard the four questions that you have also answered. Was it with sincerity and a brightness of heart? Are you a member where also these young people may look on a holy jealousy and given to see that you are a blessed people, have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord? Are you a member that these young people may become jealous of? The world conformity is great. The Lord grant repentance. And also concerning oaths which are made at public confession of faith, how lightly they are taken. We live in a day that people can so easily forget, not honor their oath which they have made before an all-knowing God and go other ways. We read of the children of Israel, that is a solemn thing, that we read in Psalm 78, verses 30, 36 and 37, nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth and delight unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. The Lord, he richly blessed the means of grace amongst us and our children. The Lord also use our youth, need young men to serve in the church, godly mothers in the home to instruct their children in the fear of the Lord. We read in Acts 2 verse 47, after the day of Pentecost, that the Lord added daily unto the church such as should be saved. Have you asked for it, congregation? My unconverted fellow travelers, have you asked that you may be one of them in this day, that you may become a living member of the living church with the living King? May it please the God of all grace, that Almighty God, the Covenant God, to work from generation to generation, that we become not overly discouraged, but that we may be found to be more a praying people. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing for the Confession of Faith class from Psalter 308, the stanzas 3 and 4. Let Israel trust in God alone, the Lord whose grace and power are known. To him your full allegiance yield, and he will be your help and shield. All those who fear him, God will bless. His saints have proved his faithfulness and what follows. 308, 3 and 4 standing. Round about them. Wilt thou guide, wilt thou lead. May they be found as young people, as Aaron's and hers, for the consistory. Work lovingly and irresistibly in their hearts. And Lord, thou knowest what liveth in their heart. Thou also knowest how they have listened in this morning, and how precious Joyce, may they be found fruitful through the greater Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Do remember us all, also on the Sabbath day. May of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Thy word sheds light upon my path. A shining light, it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgments to observe. My solemn vow I now repeat, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. Mr. and Mrs. Spell and Angelina Van Waverwijk wish to join themselves to our congregation from the denomination of the FRC. Lawful objections may be brought to the consistory before May 28. The following adults have attended the Confession of Faith classes in Rostern and have been examined by the consistory. They wish to make public confession of faith, which is scheduled for the Sunday morning service of July 28 in Rostern, Saskatchewan. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before June 7. They are William Peter Bebb, Nalina Maria Bebb, Courtney Sophia Chase, Jocelyn Danae Nordstrom, Jelena Tamara Slingeland, and Melanie Irene Van Dijvera. And there are more church and school directories at the exit for those who did not receive one yet, and the Paul magazine is at the exit. Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.